Okay, Rabosa, what I wanted to do today is explore what I consider to be a very fascinating, really, it's two sugyas. It sounds like to me that most of you only got to the first sugya. But I wanted to explore how Shas is one thing. And you can jump, you can be learning Maseches Makos, but it'll lead you into a very practical Halacha Lemaaseh area. And you can learn Maseches Makos, and it'll lead to another practical halachic area. And really, Shas is Miksha Echad. One of the reasons, I'll just make a side comment, an editorial comment, which is not nogea to the shir, but one of the reasons that there are some objections, people have some objections to the Yoatzot Halacha, is because Yoatzot Halacha, they master one area of halacha. They're mastering the area of Hilchos Nida, and they develop a tremendous expertise in that area, but that's where their focus is. They're not mastering, if you will, Kol HaTorah Kula necessarily. And I think what emerges is you see that the way Shas works and the way Torah works is you'll have a lot of different concepts that'll appear in a lot of different sugyas, and that requires real mastery. And again, the way Shas works, it jumps from one place to another, and that's part of the design. Actually, I'll point you to a brand new website that just came out very recently, which I strongly recommend you to take a look at. It's called 18 FORTY. 1818 FORTY. Take a look. A lot of good content that's going to be posted there, and it'll give some interesting insights. But again, so this sugya is an example. These two sugyas I'm going to learn in Mirtzah Hashem are examples of how kind of Shas requires a real mastery of the totality, because it jumps in a lot of different ways, and it's all influencing. One is influencing the other. So we take a look. Our Gemara is talking about Eidos. We're on the Vav Med Beis. We have the Mishnah, which introduces us to the idea, we're continuing the idea of how do you generate a kat of Eidim. And the Mishnah tells us some interesting cases. If you have two windows of a building, and so how do you determine what's, is that one kat or is it two kitos? So the Mishnah identifies you have people looking from different windows. Is that considered to be one kat or is it considered to be two separate kitos? And the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, the key is, are they rowing ze et ze? Are they looking at each other? Can they see each other? Can members of this kat see members of that kat? If one member of this kat can see one member of that kat and the reverse, that is considered to be a single kat of Eden. And then the Gemara continues and cites a brisa, Tanya Nami Hochi. And the brisa reads as follows: Lo, you must alpied echad. You're not allowed to. It's not. You need two eidim. You can't go ahead and kill with one eid. One eid. So the Gemara says, Lahavi the chiddush of Yerish. Shnayim shon also ech michalon zev ech michalon zev ve'ein roin ze et ze she'ein mitztarf. So this is what we call eidus miyuchedes. So if you have one eid from this window, one eid from that window, they do not see each other, but they saw the ma'isa. So even though you have two Eidim who witnessed the Maisa, that's still considered to be a, it's not called two Eidim, because you need a Kat and you need a Tziruf of the Kat. And if you have one from one window, one from the other window, that's not called a Tziruf, that does not count. V'lo o. Moreover, Ela afilu b'ze achar ze b'chalon echad, even if you're looking out of one window, one after the other, in one window, ain mitztarfin. So the fact they're in the same place, but they're not there at the same exact time, it's one after another, that is not mitztaref. And Amalei Rapapa Abaye. So Rapapa asks Abaye, Hashta uma ech mechon zev ech mechon zev dahai kachazi kulam aysa. Vahai kachazi kulam aysa armis lo mitztarfe. If each one saw out of each of their respective windows the entire action, but they don't say each, they don't see each other, they're not mitztaref. So hi, chazi palga de maisa, v'hai chazi palga de maisa mebaya. So in the case where each one sees half a maisa, we look out one window, I see half a maisa, and then you see half a maisa, we should be mitztaref. What's the, that's obviously not going to be mitztaref, because we didn't see the same thing, we didn't see the same thing simultaneously, we only saw half a maisa. So what exactly is the chiddush over here? So Amalei lo nitzricha ella leboel es ha'erva. So the Gemara answers, we're talking about a case of boel es ha'erva. Now, what exactly does that mean? What's the chiddush over here of boel es ha'erva? So I asked you to take a look at a Ritva and then Rabbeinu Chananel. And the truth is, I asked to take a look at the Ritva because the Ritva, I think, is cryptic. And it's unclear exactly what the Ritva has in mind. The Ritva says, Lo nitzucha ela leboel esa erva, perish, de kochad minayu ra'a shir bia. Each one saw a shir bia. Rabosai, how much, what is the avera of bia? So once you have what's called knisas ha'atara, or neshika, once you have some kind of witnessing of the maisa bia, so that's it, game over. And the nature of the maisa bia, this is what the Ritva is saying, takes time, there's a duration for it. It's not instantaneous. It can take, a maisa bia can take time. As such, since there's stage one, there's stage two, there's stage three, it's process, so each one saw a full maisa bia. That's what the Ritva is saying. It's not, in other words, in Boel Es Ha'erva, it's not a chatzi, it's not a palga maisa. It's not a chatzi maisa. Each saw a full maisa bia. And that says the Ritva is the pshat. But then the Ritva is bothered. Im came, but then what's the chiddush over here? Because if they each saw maisa bia, so what difference does it make if they both saw a full maisa bia from two separate windows, or they both saw a full maisa bia bezeh achar zeh from the same window? The bottom line is they're not seeing each other, and therefore, where's the chiddush of the that was saying below? Oh, not only that, but this. Hasov sov lo ra zeh et zeh b'shas riyaso. So the Ritva says they didn't see each other, so there's no tzir of hakat. So what's the chiddush? So the Ritva says the yeshlomer da filo hachi rabu seika. There is a chiddush. Why? This is what he writes. Kevan de yada kolchat minayu bechavre bishas maisa v'ahoya ha-maisa tzirv echad. So each one knows of chavre. Kevan de yada kolchat minayu bechavre bishas maisa v'ahoya ha-maisa tzirv echad. V'ahoya ha-maisa tzirv echad. Does anyone know what the Ritva is saying? So I have a footnote over here in my Ritva, and I'll just tell you what the footnote says, okay? Footnote 497, the Ritva in the footnote, is it says, Tiretz Rabbeinu Tzarech Birur. Like, what is, the Ritva needs explanation. We don't really understand what the Ritva is saying, and I feel the same exact way. I don't really understand what the Ritva is saying. I understand the kasha that the Ritva asks. I don't understand the teretz that the Ritva is giving. But what I do understand, and maybe this is what the Ritva has in mind, is the Rabbeinu Chananel. Maybe. And the Rabbeinu Chananel, I think, is a very, very stunning sheet and a very, very important sheet. So Rabbeinu Chananel writes over here on our daf, V'hodetanya v'lo od. Ela afilu ra'u beis bezeh achar zeh b'chalan acher in mitzdarfin. There's a very big chiddush over here. What is the very big chiddush? Ukimna beboel ha'erva shechayev behachnasas ha'atar. So I don't want to get too graphic over here, but says Rabbeinu Chananel, at what point in time is there a chiv doraisa for gili arayas? So the Chiv Gilei Arayos will occur at Knisas Ha'atara. At the beginning of penetration, that's already called a Maisa Bia Al Pidin, and that is already called Gilei Arayos. Okay? So what happened over here? Kevan Shaharishon Ro'a Hachnosas Ha'atara. The first guy sticks his head out the window, and he sees Knisas Ha'atara. He says, well, I'm a yeshiva bacha, this is too much for me. He takes off. And now, 15 seconds later, the second guy comes in, looks out the window, and he reads, Sasheni ra'a, habia. He sees the bia. So the says Rabbeinu Chananel, ki ilu ze ra'a hamaisa kulo, vize ra'a hamaisa kulo. It's as if each one saw the entire maisa. So what exactly is the Rach saying? So Rabbos, I think the pshat is as follows. This is what I think he's saying. Maybe this is what the Ritva has in mind, but for sure I believe this is what the Rabbeinu Chanan has in mind. Rabbos, the first guy, what did he see? Yes. He saw Knesset HaTar. Rabbos, is Knesset HaTar enough to be mechayiv you in Kilei Arayos? Is that enough?
Yeah.
That's enough. The second guy saw what I'm going to call the Gemar Bia. Is Gemar Bia enough to be mechayiv you in Kilei Arayos?
Yes.
Of course it is. Okay, but the problem is, they did not see. A didn't see what B saw. B didn't see what A saw. So they both saw Maisa Bia, but they didn't see each other, and they didn't see even the Maisa together. So comes along the, and therefore that's not called two Edim. So I believe what the Rabbeinu Chanan wants from us is the following. Did A, B see Knesset HaAtar? He didn't see it.
No, but yes.
But yes. What's the but yes, Shmuley?
He doesn't need to see the Knesset HaTar because if he's seen the Maisa Bia, if there's Bia, there's Knesset HaTar.
Oh. So you can't have Gemar Bia without Tchilas Bia. It's a logical impossibility. And therefore, there was a Yediya Brura, a 100% certain Yediya, that there was a Tchilas Bia. By aid number two. Aid number one saw the Tchilas Bia. Aid number two knows there was a Yedias, there was a Tchilas Bia. You might think that already is enough to say that you have two Aidim at the Tchilas Bia. What's the Kamashmon that it's still no good? What's the Kamashmon? That's correct. In other words, let's say they did see each other. If they saw each other, but they didn't see the same act, would it be good edus?
Yes.
Yes, it would be good edus. They didn't see each other. That's the flaw. The flaw is that it's not called a cat, but it's not a flaw in the edus because edus does not require Shnei Edim Rowin Es HaDavar, it requires Shnei Edim Yodin Es HaDavar. They have to know that it happened, and that you have over here. And therefore, I think this Rabbeinu Chananel is actually a monumental Rabbeinu Chananel. Because Rabbeinu Chananel is being mechadish to me is that if an aid has Yediya, that is going to be sufficient. The problem over here is that it's still not a cot because they don't see each other, but if they saw each other, even though the second aid did not see what the first aid saw, but he knows it to have happened, that would be sufficient for Aedus. And that's what I just wanted to share with you. Therefore, at this juncture, I want to look at, together quickly at the famous tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein, the seminal Tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein on the topic of Chalav HaKompanis. And again, it's very, very important because of, again, it's a groundbreaking tshuva, of course, but beyond that, I think it highlights a yesod in Hilchos Eidus. So I'm using it to show you how you can have a Sugyan Makos, and you'll see he's going to quote another Sugyan Makos that addressed this issue as well. So we're going to learn the tshuva very, very quickly. I did cut out one small paragraph which wasn't relevant to our discussion, but let's take a look. It's found in Chelek Aleph Sin Mem Zayin, and we're dedicating the reading of this tshuva to Yosef Rav Meilov because he's into this topic. So says Rav Moshe, "Be'inyan Chalav HaKompanis Shemedina Seinu." ובדבר החלב של הקומפני של מדינה סיינה, אשר יש פיקוח הממשלה, ואם ירבו חלב בהם עצמאיה, יאנשו ויסגירו את העסק שלהם, שלכן ודאי מרססים מלערב, יש טעם גודל להתיר. So he says that because of חלב הקומפניס, that there's a governmental watch, and if they to mix in חלב בהם עצמאיה, they get fined, they would get shut down, it would be very, very bad for their business, and they're very fearful of that. They would never do that. And af below shitas ha-pri chadash, even without the prechadesh, mishum da ikar. Listen to this: da ha'ikar the yediyah brula he kriya mamish. We know that there's a yesod in edus that you don't need ri'iyah mamish if you have yediyah brura. That's kriya mamish. And we have this. He says shvuas daf lamedal gabe gam le'edus mamon ugedola mizu. He's going to bring some rise to this idea. Number one, rabosai. Let's talk about tvilas ger. Let's talk about tvilas ger bizman hazeh. Gentlemen, in order for a gerus to be good, you need tvila. Who are the dayanim who have to are involved in tvila? The answer is they are males. Now you have a woman that goes into the mikvah. That is highly, highly, highly problematic. To have a woman go into the mikvah in front of men, that's dvarim pshutim. So how in the world do they do it? So the answer is essentially, there's a window, there's a process. They see the woman already in the mikvah. They see her head and only her head. And then she dunks and that's the end of the story. Did they really, really see the tefillah? They didn't really, really see the tefillah because they're not looking at the entire body. However, they have a yediyah brura and that will be sufficient. So raya number one is tefillas ger. B'shem yesh mefarsh degamla din riyas bezin tefillas ger ayin sham. V'zeh geder, what's the yesod? This is what we have, that's a yesod called anan sahadi. Shematzine bahar be'makomos. Anan sahadi means we can testify, we have a chazaka brura that this is what's going on and that's already enough for us to act. Then he says as follows. Ooh. Let's say, Rabosai, what are the three ways you could do Kiddushin?
Kesef, Shtar, and Bia.
Do you need Edim for these ideas, for Kesef, Shtar, and Bia? Do you need Edei Kiddushin?
Not Bia.
Well, you need Edei Kiddushin. As we learned yesterday, the other day, Edim needs Edus Le Kiyum Adover. You need Edim. So good. By Kesef, no problem. By Shtar, no problem. How in the world do you have Edei Bia? I'm telling you, you need Edei Kiddushin. How do you have Edei Bia? So the Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin says an amazing thing, is that when the couple, the man and the girl, go into Yichud, L'shem Bia, and the Edim are outside the Yichud room, again, for Ede Bia, the Gemara has a concept called Hein Hein Ede Yichud, Hein Hein Ede Bia. The Ede Yichud serve effectively as Edei Bia. Why? Because Anan Sahadi, it's enough to have a Yediya. You don't need a Re'iyah for Edus to be effective. Fafleide Kim the Kedushin, Shafshal Roa Elayichun, Hu Kero Habiu Mamish. Venasis Ashes Ish Kemura. And she's an Ashes Ish fully. Af Lechayev Misa La Baalea Acher. The Achakas Litvos Ba Kedushin Achem. In other words, if now someone were to sleep with this woman, that would generate a chiv misa doraisa based on the Ede Yediyah that she was married to this first person. And we find this also in a Sugin Maseches Makos coming up on Daf Zayin. Rabosai, I don't want to get into too many details over here about human anatomy, but how in the world, the Gemara wants to know, how in the world will you ever have Ede Gili Arayis? How can you have Ede Gili Arayis? Because what are the witnesses really going to see? What are they going to see? So the Gemara assumes that they're not going to see what's called Kimikho Bishfoferis. They're not going to see the actual Maisa Bia Mamish. They're not going to see the actual penetration. After all, there's bodies in the way. There's a goof in the way. So Shmuel has a Chiddush. Shmuel has a chiddush that as long as they see each other, kederech ha-menoafim, in a posture of niuf, even if they don't see the maisa bia mamish, that's enough to generate a chiyuv for gili arayis. So that's what Moshe writes over here. He says, af benefashos nechshav re'iya de-benoafim, af shiyiru kederech ha-menoafim, af shachivu rakim hichnis kemichol b'shoferes, Shiloh Rose, even if they don't see the Mikho Bishfoferes, as long as they see them Bederech HaMenoafim, that is sufficient. Why? Because if you see Bederech HaMenoafim, Tzarech Lomer Shebe'etzem Yediyah, He kariya gamagabim nefashos. For the chen neragim b'menafim. Rak b'sham. Okay, etc. 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 Okay, that's the chiddush of Shmuel in our Gemara in Dav Zayin. And therefore, he gets to his punchline. I'll take your question in a second. And therefore, his punchline is, V'lachain, b'chalav sha'asru rak b'chalbo akum, v'ein yisrael ro'eyu. If you have, the milking is done by a guy, and you do not have a Jew watching the milking, being makshir it, yesh la'achshir gam b'yisrael yodim yediyah brura, da'have kiri'iyah, v'zeh, everyone would agree with this. You shouldn't say about those who rely on chalava companies that they're doing so shalo kadin, because there is ede yediyah brura. Then he says, he concludes, especially for the chabadnikim amongst us, aval mikol makom lebalei nefesh min aroy lahachmir. For balei nefesh, machmirim, they should be machmir. Ve'im bazem yishum yuara, that's not considered to be gaiva. Ve'kach ani noeg la'achmir la'atzmi, I'm machmir for myself. Aval misha rotz la'hokel, but if you want to be mekel, hu ose kedina, he's doing me'ikra din. Ve'im la'achshiv, la'achshiv o kemizalzel bi'isurim. So Rabosai, the tshuva is it's a lumdus of tshuva. It's not just a tshuva, there's a lumdus in the tshuva. And the lumdus of the tshuva is, it goes to the heart of what edus is. Edus, yeah, we always think of an eyewitness. Comes along a number of sugis and shas and introduce that edus maybe does not require eyewitness if you have yediyah brura is kari'iyah. So this second aid, who sees the gemar bia, yeah, if you saw Gemar Bia, you have Yediya Brura on Tchilas Bia. You can't have A without B. And as a result, there's two Edim on the Knesset HaTorah. So you might think that that's Mechayiv, Kamashvan, even in that case, they're not rowing Zeh et Zeh. And that, and you get on Dav Zayin, Kederach HaMenoafim, Hein Hein Ede Yichud, Hein Hein Ede Bia, Tfilas Ger, all of these are examples of Ede Yediya, which will work. So beautiful. We go from Aseches Makos into Yeredeya, into Hilchos Kashrus, because it's all Miksha Achas. It's Torah Achas. Any questions? Yes, Meyerson.
I think that's the first time we've talked about Alaska.
Yes, it's a big cover. It's a big cover.
This is like a little detail question, but isn't it in the case of Sosa, you don't even have to see the beginning of Bia, you just have to, if there's some sort of warning involved before, you just have to have, and then they're high.
Not exactly. Sota is an interesting little parsha where if the husband says, I don't want you to have yichud with this man, he's mekanaher, he has kinui, and then she does have yichud, and we have ede yichud, that establishes her as a sota. But that doesn't mean she's chayiv anything. That means we have a suffix. She's breached, you know, her responsibilities. We have a suffix, and now we give her a drink, and that will resolve that suffix. But she's not chayiv just for the yichud itself. We don't assume something happened there. She has to drink the mayim. Yes, Isaac Shapiro.
Don't we say, isn't this still, like, not good? I mean, I guess the answer is because this isn't the end of flushers, but isn't the Gemara saying that's not true anyway? And I know that's the answer. It's like an easy answer. But am I right about that? Am I understanding the Gemara correctly?
Right about what?
That we're saying, meaning the Gemara saying that you would have thought this is mutter, but it's not.
But the reason it's not mutter is because it's still edus miyuchedes. It's because they don't see each other. But if they did see each other, it would be good. Ede yediyah would be good. In other words, it's an edus miyuchedes flaw, not a flaw in the fact that you don't have re'iyah.
Also, wouldn't this be considered, I know it's sort of a heter, but by chav, isn't it, it's sort of dinim mamonis, and we say dinim mamonis is because it's kosher.
It's not dinim mamonis. It's no. Kashrus. It's kashrus. Not dinim mamonis. Yeah, may love, Yosef Avram.
Okay, Tshuva first. Aren't we saying that the very presence of... Isn't there a tzad to say that the very presence of a Jew is what creates Chalav Yisrael? We're saying that the idea of the fact that we know exactly what the components are of what we are eating, right? That idea creates that creates Chalav Yisrael. But what aspect of the Jew's assertion in the process creates that Chalav Yisraelness?
What creates the Chalav Yisraelness is the fact that you and I know when we go to the supermarket and we buy that package of milk, we know that the government, it's got FDA approval. And FDA approval means that we know this is cow's milk and not horse's milk. It doesn't require... No, absolutely not. No certification, no assertion, none of the above. Okay?
I have another point, but maybe I'll send up your voice now.
Okay, Will, yeah. Is that a Will? Will, yes, no?
Yeah, I forgot my question.
Okay, fantastic. Okay, let us move on. Let us move on. How many of you saw the next got into barrel we're holding? No one got into base. Oh my gosh. Okay, good. So I have less work ahead of me tonight at 2 o'clock in the morning. Gavaldik. So let's start base together. I want to learn with you an interesting ritva. Let me get to the easy stuff. We'll do the ritva tomorrow. Let's get to the easy stuff. Rabosai, if I were to ask you, is our sugya a sugya about Hilchos Eidus or about Hilchos Blank? Let's say I want you to tell me it's about Hilchos Blank. What's the blank? I'm talking about, when I speak about the sugya, I'm talking about a sugya of some people in this window, some people in this window. Can they see each other? Can they not see each other? Are they considered one kat of Edim? Are they considered two kats of Edim? What is it an Edus sugya or is it a blank sugya? If I want you to say blank, what's the blank? Kobe?
Start.
Ah, yafe. So it's perhaps, this is not a sugya in Edus, but it's a sugya of Hilchos Tziruf. When do people in different locations, when are they considered to be joined with each other? So that's a shaila that's relevant to creation of a kat. But it's not uniquely an Edus issue. It's relevant anytime it's going to be relevant to joining people together. So Rabosai, I have a question for you. How many of you of the past 2 weeks have davened with an outdoor minion? Okay, now when you're in an outdoor minyan, so when you're inside in a shul, in a building, in a room, so the room, there are four walls around you that are mitzaref, the people that are in the bayis and create siruf. But let's say you're having an outdoor minyan. You have a mirpeset minyan. Does that create siruf? Is that called a siruf? So what might you argue from Makos Dav Vav Mabeis?
It has to do with sight.
It has to do with sight. In other words, if Rowan Ze'edzeh, so one of the shilas that came up a lot in Corona is they had mirpeset minions. So you have, let's say, 10 mirpasot and one person on each mirpeset, and one person cannot see all the people. But maybe A sees B, B sees C, D, you know, and so forth. Is that called a minion? Is that called a tziruf? So this is perhaps a sugya that's not an edus sugya, but a tziruf sugya. And I want to look at that quickly, 5 minutes, just looking at a couple of marmakomos, where you'll see that this is maybe exactly parallel. Our Gemara says, Bizman shemiksasam mizeh, roan miksasam mizeh. So if you have two windows, two here, and if one sees one, That's already enough for Etziruf. One sees one. So let's take a look at a parallel Gemara, Maseches Brachos. I'm going to share the screen just for my my own sake. Let's see. How do I share the screen? Sharing the screen. So look at the Gemara in Brachos. Daf Nun Amud Aleph. It's a Mishnah. We have a din of Zimun. Zimun requires togetherness. So Shlosha Sha'achu Ka'achas. They have to be Ka'achas, so they have to eat. They're not allowed to divide. So to Abba V'chamisha, Shusha can divide into two groups. Asara Einechlakam Ad Esrim. Now, Shtei Chaburos, Shayu Ochlos Bebayis Echa. They're eating in one house, but not in the same area. Bizman Shemiksasan Rowan Elu Es Elu, Hare Elu Mitztarfen LaZimun. V'imlav Ein Mitzamnin LaAtzman, V'Elu Mitzam LaAtzman, V'Elu Mitzam LaAtzman. So what do you see over here? It's the same exact standard. If you have, let's say, five people in one part of the house and five people in the other part of the house, five people in one window, five people in the other window, they're eating. Can they join to make a zimun of 10? The answer is same as our sugya. Can they go ahead and, well, members of this group see members of that group? If so, then it's a tziruf. And the Beis Yosef has a comment. He quotes the Rabbeinu Yonah. And the Rabbeinu Yonah says this was very relevant in Israel during the Mirpasot Minyan. She'im rishus harabim mafsekes b'neihem, nireh she'enon mitztarfen b'shum minyan. Let's say you have a roadway in between. And now you have five people in this building, five people in the other building with a road in between. So says Rabbeinu Yonah, then they're not mitztarif. The roadway in between creates a severance of the tziruf. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes the halacha: "V'yesh misha omesh mirshus harab mafsekas bein shnei abatim einon mitztarfin b'shum inyan." That is what la halacha, and that in the Mirpeset Minyans, a lot of what was discussed was: let's say you have people on the opposite side of the street; they want to join as a minyan, but there's a street in between. So that lichora would break the tziruf. And that comes from, again, it's our sugya is not lichora, not an edus sugya, but rather a Tziruf Sugya. And in light of the foregoing, the Aruch Laner was written by Rav Yaakov Etlinger, one of the Gedolei Ha'achronim in Germany in the 18th century, I believe. Maybe 19th century, actually. So he writes as follows. On our Sugya, listen to this. B'masnisin, Shnaim Romoso Ben Chalon Zeh, Ra'isi B'shul Yochos K'tano, Shikshu Mizeh Ha'mashkos Ha'beiseos Arachayim, B'shem Rabbein Yonah. So what is he saying over there? He's asking Akasha, how do you know in our sugya you have two from this window, two from that window? What's underneath? What's underneath? What's underneath these two buildings? Hello? Possibly Rishus HaRabim. So there's a Rishus HaRabim. They should not be able to be mitztarif. So comes on the Aruch Laner and says a couple of obvious terutzim. Ulanias daiti lo kasha midi. Dimilvad sheyesh lomer da'ayri shamayis hay b'chotzer. Maybe the murder downstairs was in a chotzer v'lo hay hefzik r'sharab. Okay? Maybe it wasn't r'sharab, it was a chotzer. Or, achin b'lavach yesh lomer da'lo ayri shabez chalonas hayu zek neged zeh. Maybe it wasn't on the opposite side of the street, these two windows. But it was the same building. It was one building, and they were in the same building, just two windows. So, Ela Shaya Bebais Achad, Bebais Batim Smuchim Zelazel, they were next door neighbors. But often, Shein Hefse Klau Beneim, Rachshla Haya Ze Eitzel Ze Bechalon Echad, Aval Beshiyesh, Rishus Harab Beneim, Yesh Lomar De Be'emes Lo Mitztarf. So comes the Aruch Laner and says, and it's a beautiful thing, I just want you to appreciate how Torah is miksha achas. It's not, we're learning makas, and makas is about edus, but this sugya, lichora, certainly as understood by the Aruch Laner, is not an edus sugya. It's a tziruf sugya, and it's going to be relevant to Corona Minyanim, and it's going to be relevant to Zimun. And indeed, just like we have a halach in Zimun, if you have a Rishus HaRab Mavzik Beinayim, it breaks the tziruf. So to an Eidus, if you had a Rishus HaRab Mavzik Beinayim, it would break the tziruf. Ad kan divrei Aruch Laner, And the kasha, the halachas katana, says no kasha, because our case could be easily defined or easily constructed as a case where there's no rishus harabim b'neihem. Either they're in the same building or it's a chotzer, no problem. I just want to make one last ha'ara. Rabosai, can we upend the entire shir and say, no. You remember I opened up this section of the shir and I said, is this an Eidus Sugya? Or is this a blank Sugya? What's the blank? Tziruf. And it has nothing to do with Eidus, it has to do with Tziruf, and it's going to be relevant to Zimun and to Minyan and everything else. So what did we just do? We assumed it's a Tziruf Sugya. And just like we have a halacha under the name Rabbeinu Yonah, that a Rishus HaRabim Ba'emsa breaks Tziruf, so by Eidus also, a Rishus HaRabim Ba'emsa breaks Tziruf. Is that necessarily true? Just because a Rishus HaRabim Be'emsa breaks Tziruf when it comes to Zimun, I would argue also when it comes to a Minyan, does it break Tziruf when it comes to Eidus? Can you argue that we shouldn't export the Rabbeinu Yonah of Zimun into Hilchos Eidus? Could someone argue that position? Go ahead, Will.
Maybe it's different for a Kot. Maybe you could say that our sugya over there is Hilchos Eidus sugya, but more specifically, it's a Hilchos Kot sugya. And when does it become a Kot? Because we said the whole problem with those two Eidim when it comes to Balos Ha'erva was not that their Eidus is not considered one, like strong Eidus.
You're talking too much. Too much talking over here. I need simple. Rabosai, what's the critical aspect of Zimun? What's Tziruf of Zimun? What's Tziruf of Eidus? Maybe it's not exactly the same. Shapiro, what do you got?
Tziruf for Eidus, you're being
a start with Zimun. I want Zimun. Explain.
Like Zeman is you're joined together to you had a meal together.
So you're joined. Speak in Hebrew, it'll do you better.
Okay. Zeman, like false Hebrew?
No. What's the Lashna? Give me the Lashna Mishnah. The Mishnah on Brachas Dav Nun.
Is that the Mishnah in the beginning?
I gave it to you, it's on your sheets. Shlosha She'achlu Ke'echad. They have to eat together. One of the rules of Zimun is you need to be kavua. There must be a kvias suda together. Rabosai. So good. If some of them see some of them, that's called together. But, can you have kvias suda in a rishus harabim? Arguably not. If the demand is shlosha she'ochlu ke'echad, and then there's a hefsek rishus harabim, which is a place that is mufka from kviyas suda. So the fact that we can see each other on the other side of rishus harabim, that's not called eating together, even if we could see each other. Yet there, Rishus HaRabim Be'emsa sets up a new Rishus, a new Makom, and therefore there's no Tziruf. I would argue the same thing by Zimun, by Minyan. Minyan, you have to be diving together. And if there's a place in between that is not a Makom Tefillah, that's Mufka Mi Tefillah, because of the public thoroughfareness of that place, you can't dive in there, so that's going to break your tziruf. Rabosai, what's the key word when it comes to Eidus? What is the key word?
Well,
One word.
Echad.
No, not echad.
Ra'u.
Ra'u. The key word is re'iyah. The fact that there is a Rishus HaRabim by Emsa, I can have Eidus and Rishus HaRabim. That's not Mafkia Eidus. There can be Re'iyah. The key Metzarev of Eidus is Re'iyah. And therefore, I think one can reject the premise of Rav Yaakov Ettlinger and say no. No. Yeah, this might be a Hilchos Tzirv issue. There might be commonalities in the rules of Tzir between Zimun, Minyan, and Eidus. But fundamentally, they might also have different on the details, have different parameters. When it comes to Eidus, the Re'iyah is going to be Koveya, whether this is one Kat. Whereas when it comes to Zimun, yeah, Re'iyah is a relevant factor, a very relevant factor. But if there's a place in between a Rishus HaRabim Hefsek, which is not a place of Achila, so you can't argue, therefore, that this is called Shlosha She'achlu Ke'echad. Re'i is not going to be sufficient. So, Rabosai, I think that was a very healthy and good exercise in seeing how sugyas, again, Torah all comes together, but there's a lot of commonality, but there might be more subtle chilukim. We could have done this year without that last piece, but I think it would have been an injustice. Is what I could have just told you, yeah, Aruch HaNer is all one sugya, the Torah is all one. Or perhaps there's even more subtlety and more sophistication, and that might be another tzad to understand what's going on over here. So we got our yediyas in Hilchos Basav Chalav and our Hilchos Zimun, Hilchos Minyan, all through Gemara Makos Davav Amid Beis. Have an excellent, excellent day.
Thank you, Rabbi Shkoyos.
Thank you,
Imam. Oh, thanks.
Rabbi, so there is a situation that you could see someone from other...